Is hell real? What is hell according to the Bible? The Bible's answer. Various older English Bible translations, such as the King James Version, use the word hell in some verses, Psalm 16:10 and Acts 2:27. The footnote reads, most modern English translations do not use the word hell in Acts 2:27. Rather, some use expressions such as the grave, New Century Version, the realm of the dead, New International Version, the dead, the Passion Translation. Others simply transliterate the Greek word as Hades. Holman Christian Standard Bible, NET Bible, New American Standard Bible, English Standard Version. End of footnote. As the religious artwork in this article shows, many people believe that hell is a place of eternal fire, where the wicked are punished. But is that what the Bible teaches? Is hell a place of eternal suffering? No. The original words translated as hell in some older Bible translations, Hebrew Sheol, Greek Hades, basically refer to the grave, that is, the common grave of mankind. The Bible shows that people in the grave are in a state of non-existence. The dead are unconscious and so cannot feel pain. Neither work, nor reason, nor wisdom, nor knowledge shall be in hell. Ecclesiastes 9:10, Douay Rheims Version. Hell is not filled with sounds of pain. Instead, the Bible says, let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave, or hell, Douay Rheims. Psalm 31:17, according to the King James Version, or chapter 30, verse 18, according to Douay Rheims. God has set death, not torment in a fiery hell, as the penalty for sin. God told the first man Adam that the penalty for breaking God's law would be death. He said nothing about eternal torment in hell. Later, after Adam sinned, God told him what his punishment would be. Dust you are, and to dust you will return. Genesis 3:19. He would pass out of existence. If God were actually sending Adam to a fiery hell, he surely would have mentioned it. God has not changed the punishment for defying his laws. Long after Adam sinned, God inspired a Bible writer to say, the wages sin pays is death. Romans 6:23. No further penalty is justified, because the one who has died has been acquitted from his sin. Romans 6:7. The idea of eternal torment is repugnant to God. Such an idea is contrary to the Bible's teaching that God is love. 1 John 4:8. He wants us to worship him out of love, not fear of eternal torment. Good people went to hell. The Bibles that use the word hell indicate that faithful men, such as Jacob and Job, expected to go to hell. Even Jesus Christ is spoken of as being in hell between the time of his death and his resurrection. Obviously, then, when hell is used in these Bibles, it simply refers to the grave. The footnote reads, see the box, Original Language Bible Words. End of footnote. What about Jesus' parable of the rich man and Lazarus? This parable was used by Jesus and recorded at Luke 16:19 through 31. Parables are illustrations that teach moral or spiritual truths. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus was not a real-life account. To learn more about this parable, see the article, Who Were the Rich Man and Lazarus? Does hell represent separation from God? No. The doctrine that the dead can be aware of being separated from God contradicts the Bible, which clearly teaches that the dead are not conscious of anything. Has anyone been released from hell? Yes. The Bible provides detailed accounts of 9 people who went to the grave, translated as hell in some Bibles, and were brought back to life by resurrection. The footnote reads, see 1 Kings 17:17-24, 2 Kings 4:32-37, and chapter 13, verses 20 and 21, Matthew 28, 5 and 6, Luke 7, 11 through 17, and chapter 8, verses 40 through 56, John 11, 38 through 44, Acts 9, 36 through 42, and chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. End of footnote. If they had been aware of their surroundings in hell, they would have been able to speak about that from personal experience. Significantly, though, none mentioned being in torment or experiencing anything at all. The reason? As the Bible consistently teaches, they had been unconscious, as if in a deep sleep. Bible verses about hell or the grave. Job 14:13. Oh, that in the grave, or hell, Douay Rheims version, you would conceal me, that you would set a time limit for me, and remember me. Meaning, the faithful man Job knew that hell, or the grave, would bring him relief from his pain, and that God could restore him to life from there. Psalm 145:20. Jehovah guards all those who love him, but all the wicked he will annihilate. Meaning, God will annihilate or permanently destroy the wicked. He will not keep them alive in hell in order to torment them. Ecclesiastes 9:10. There is no work, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, or hell, Douay Rheims version, where you are going. Meaning, those in the grave or hell are unconscious and cannot suffer. Moreover, those to whom the Bible writer addressed his words of wisdom obviously included good people. Acts 2:31. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell. King James Version. Meaning, Jesus Christ went to hell, or the grave, when he died. Romans 6:23. The wages sin pays is death. Meaning, death, not torment in hell, is the full penalty for sin. Revelation 20:13. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. King James Version. Meaning, those in hell are dead. They will come back to life by means of the resurrection. Revelation 20:14. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. King James Version. Meaning, after being emptied by means of the resurrection, hell, or the grave, will be destroyed forever, as if by fire. Thereafter, death resulting from Adam's sin will be no more. Original language Bible words. As the following list shows, Bible translators have created confusion by using the word hell for original language words with different meanings. In some cases, it seems that they wanted to promote the idea that the wicked will be eternally tormented, not destroyed. Sheol, Hebrew. Hades, Greek. Meaning, common grave of mankind. Renderings, grave, hell, pit. King James Version. Realm of the dead. New International Version. Gehenna, Greek. Meaning, eternal destruction. Renderings, Gehenna, hell. King James Version, New International Version. Tartarus, Greek. Meaning, abased condition of the demons, who are wicked spirit creatures. Renderings, Tartarus, hell. King James Version, New International Version. Lower hell, Douay Rheims Version. Apollyon, Greek. Meaning, destruction. Renderings, destruction, hell. Good News Bible. Pyre, Greek. Meaning, fire, literally or figuratively. Renderings, fire, fire of hell. God's Word Translation. The History of Hellfire. Pagan Origin. The ancient Egyptians believed in a fiery hell. The funerary text, Book Amtuat, which historians date back to the 16th century BCE, describes those who shall be cast down headlong into the pits of fire, and shall not be able to flee from the flames. The Egyptian Heaven and Hell. Not taught by the earliest Christians. It is noteworthy that in the New Testament, we do not find hellfire to be a part of the early Christian preaching. A Dictionary of Christian Theology. Greek philosophy crept in. From the middle of the 2nd century CE, Christians who had some training in Greek philosophy began to feel the need to express their faith in its terms. The philosophy that suited them best was Platonism, the teachings of Plato, Encyclopedia Britannica. That philosophy included belief in fiery torment after death. Of all classical Greek philosophers, the one who has had the greatest influence on traditional views of hell is Plato, Histoire des Enfers, the History of Hell. Hellfire was used to justify torture. During the time period commonly referred to as the Spanish Inquisition, those convicted of heresy and burned at the stake were said to be given a taste of what perpetual hellfire would be like, supposedly in hopes that they would repent before dying. The Spanish Inquisition by Jean Plaidy. Similarly, Queen Mary I of England burned some 300 Protestants at the stake, reportedly believing that as the souls of heretics are afterwards to be eternally burning in hell, there could be nothing more proper than to imitate the divine vengeance by burning them on earth. Universal History by Alexander Teitler. Modern changes. Some denominations have softened their teaching about hell, apparently based more on a desire to please their members than to reject a false teaching. People want a God who's warm and fuzzy. It's counter to the culture of today to talk about sin and guilt. Professor Jackson W. Carroll.